Danny with some adventures tonight for everybody, but most importantly, I suppose, for the team's concern, you've got the win to some degree make up for yesterday.
Yeah, massive. Listen, you know, just really happy for the team. You know, we've done our job tonight, and you know, we've got a good win there. So it's you know, we've got to be winning at home. It was unfortunate. I think there's a few excuses for yesterday. Sadly, I wasn't there. I think there was a few excuses, but you know, it's you know, we're getting into the season now, so it's starting to get serious. We've got to really, because all the teams are there pushing for it. Just got to make sure we get that top four.
It's a smashing league this year. I mean, it's becoming clear now there are seven teams in with a serious chance.
Yeah, they've looks like the BSP have done pretty well on that. They've you know, you haven't really got. I mean, probably Bellevue look the strongest. But to be fair, most of the teams are all, you know, all fair throughout the whole league. So it makes it very, very interesting. So you can't afford any slip-ups. So, yeah, we've got to make sure that every meeting we're all there and helping, and just got to get them wins, because at the end of the day, we need the top four.
Is that raising the standard? I mean, you know this league. You've been in it for a few seasons now. Is having that competition with seven, you know, clearly seven strong teams, is that lifting everybody's standard?
I mean it must be. I mean, it's, you know, at least you've not just got one team running away with the league.
Sure.
And you know, a bit like Birmingham, you know, they've managed to sort their teams out and they've been running away with it. But so there's no qualms. But I mean, it must be, you know, it makes everyone have to raise their games, and it's good for the fans. You know, so you've all got to be on the ball, and you can't be throwing things away. So yeah, it's like I say, we've all just got to muck together and just go for it. I mean, it's hard at the moment. I've, you know, you just all got to pull together, and we've just got to get them home wins and away wins, and not make silly mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously your sort of second home track as well. I wonder if it'll actually do you, in a way, a favour, because you're there next week.
Yeah.
I know it's obviously going to be a difficult meeting Wednesday, but you also a meeting.
I mean, to be fair, look, to be honest with you, you know, we've probably got it most difficult because we're here 1 week, and then the next week we'll be at Birmingham. We haven't got a lot of home track advantage. It's quite difficult, and whereas other teams are riding week in, week out on their tracks, so they get very dialed in. You know, we could be a couple of weeks without going, but you know, no excuses. We know what we've got to do. We know the track, so we've just got all mucked together, and like I say, just got to put them wins together.
And just one more thought quickly. Yeah. It's a great fixture on Wednesday. Birmingham is crazy. A fixture, certainly for those of us from this area, has got a great history to it. And you know Birmingham, because you've ridden one or two meetings there in the past, and you know what the atmosphere is like there.
Yeah, listen, I go quite well around Birmingham. I'm quite a fortunate rider. I don't have just that track. I'm special at it. I'd like to think so. It's big. It's big for the fans. It's like a derby, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's intense, but obviously fires you up that bit more to, you know, fire in the belly to want to make the fans proud. And listen, these are some of the best fans in the country, so we just want to make them go home happy. So I know they a little bit of a grudge going there, but you know, at the end of the day, at least Birmingham have let us go there and gives us a chance, you know. So all thanks to them, but definitely want to go there and stick it up for the fans, and hopefully we'll all go away with the last laugh.